Next week, five Germans go on trial in absentia for war crimes. They are former Nazi officers, all in their 80s, accused of the massacre of 560 civilians in a Tuscan village during World War II. The trial will be held in an Italian military courtroom. Military prosecutors reopened the case a decade ago when a long-forgotten filing cabinet filled with witness statements was uncovered in Rome. NPR's Silvio Poggioli has this report.
Sant'Anna di Stazzema is a small mountain village in northern Tuscany. In the summer of 1944, the village had become a refuge for hundreds of civilians fleeing the Allied bombing of retreating German troops. The events of that time were recreated in the 1982 movie The Night of the Shooting Stars. Early in the morning of August 12th, word reached Sant'Anna that the Germans were approaching. Fearing they would be picked up, most of the village men fled into the woods, convinced their families would not be harmed. Ennio Mancini was 7 years old that day.
La strage qui a Sant'Anna durò.
The massacre at Sant'Anna was very quick. They worked very hard. And in 3 hours, it was all over. They had slaughtered about 560 people. The number is not exact. They destroyed everything, burning down most of the houses and killing even chicken and rabbits. This wretched village was the target of what they called the scorched earth policy.
Historians say it was the first time in the Italian campaign that the Nazis indiscriminately killed women, children, and elderly, not in reprisal for an attack against the Germans. The victims included even small children, 1 and 2 years old. The youngest was a 20-day-old baby. The square in front of the little church was where the largest number were killed. 132 bodies were gunned down and then set on fire. Enrico Pieri was 10 years old when German soldiers forced him and a dozen members of two families into his grandmother's kitchen.
As soon as we were all inside, they began shooting. All hell broke loose. My sister was screaming. In a few minutes, they killed 10 people. Three of us, the little children, played dead. And then, when the house was set on fire, we ran through the flames to get outside. We hid for the next 8 hours behind a pile of bins. We were paralyzed. We couldn't speak.
Enrico Pieri is now 70 years old. He spent more than 3 decades working in Switzerland and only a few years ago came back to live next to the ghosts of Sant'Anna. Unable to hold back his tears, he says, "I still don't believe my parents are dead. For the last 60 years, I've been searching for my mother." Enrico Pieri says the trial that is getting underway in the nearby city of La Spezia is important because it can help the younger generation learn what happened. But for him and the few other living survivors, the trial has been too late in coming. There is still much bitterness here that Sant'Anna's demands for justice were so long ignored. And the Sant'Anna massacre is not the only one that was forgotten. In 1994, a filing cabinet was discovered in the basement of the military prosecutor's office in Rome. Its locked doors were facing the wall, and it was protected by a locked gate. Inside, prosecutors found yellowing files concerning nearly 700 Nazi atrocities, in which an estimated 15,000 to 20,000 Italian civilians were slaughtered, including those in Sant'Anna. Witness statements had been gathered at the time by Allied soldiers, Brits and Americans. The find was soon dubbed the Cabinet of Shame. Leo Sisti, a journalist who has been investigating the period, says that during the 50s, Italian government leaders chose to close the Nazi war crime chapter in the name of Realpolitik.
It was impossible for them to denounce, to file some reports against the Germans who were allied to the United States. And there were the times of the Cold War. It was impossible for this reason.
Impossible, Sisti says, because the new post-war West Germany was seen by the transatlantic alliance as a necessary ally in the anti-communist struggle. Now, over the last decade, military prosecutors have started to reopen the yellowing files in the Cabinet of Shame. Several former SS members have been tracked down. Further trials are being prepared. But because of their age, those indicted for Santana are not likely to be extradited even if they are convicted. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.